Bombshell statement: Biden insider claims he was recipient of the email, says he witnessed Joe Hunter discussing deals. By Matthew Boyle on October 21, 2020. A whistleblower CEO and Biden insider, Tony Bobulinski, released a public statement on Wednesday evening backing up the reporting of the New York Post from last week and claiming that he personally witnessed Democrat presidential nominee former Vice President Joe Biden discussing business deals with his son, Hunter Biden. Sources familiar with the matter told Breitbart News that Bobulinski is the person whose allegations and inside information are the centerpiece of a forthcoming investigation by the Wall Street Journal. That Wall Street Journal story has not published yet, several days after the newspaper staff indicated to some the piece would come out. It is unclear why the journal has not yet published. But President Donald Trump hinted on a conference call earlier this week that such a story was coming from the newspaper. Bobulinski's statement also seemingly authenticates at least one of the bombshell emails obtained by the New York Post, purportedly from Hunter Biden's laptop retrieved from a computer repair store in Delaware. The statement also contradicts claims from some Democrats that a Russian disinformation campaign is at the center of the burgeoning scandal currently engulfing the Biden campaign in the final days of the election. Bobulinski said in a press statement he released Wednesday night, "My name is Tony Bobulinski. The facts set forth below are true and accurate. They are not any form of domestic or foreign disinformation. Any suggestion to the contrary is false and offensive. I am the recipient of the email published 7 days ago by the New York Post, which showed a copy to Hunter Biden and Rob Walker. That email is genuine." According to Bobulinski, the use of the term "the big guy" in one such email was a direct reference to Joe Biden himself. In that email, originally published by the New York Post and subsequently by several other outlets, there was a discussion of remuneration packages for six people involved in a business deal with the now bankrupt China energy company. Fox News described the email in a report citing an anonymous source confirming that the big guy was Joe Biden. The email includes a note that Hunter has some office expectations he will elaborate. A proposed equity split references 24H and 10 held by H for the big guy, with no further details. Bobulinski's statement would be the first on record confirmation of this from a source in the Biden universe. Bobulinski said, "What I am outlining is fact. I know it is fact because I lived it. I am the CEO of Sinohawk Holdings, which was a partnership between the Chinese operating through Chairman Yi and the Biden family. I was brought into the company to be the CEO by James Gillier and Hunter Biden." The reference to the big guy in the much-publicized May 13, 2017 email is in fact a reference to Joe Biden. The other JB referenced in that email is Jim Biden, Joe's brother. Screenshots published by the New York Post indicate that Bobulinski was one of the recipients of the email in question. The email was authored by James Gillier of the consulting firm J2CR. Now that Bobulinski is publicly confirming the authenticity of this email, which, again, he was the recipient of, that furthers the story significantly. And Joe Biden's presidential campaign does not deny their authenticity. That email was one of many that the New York Post published from Hunter Biden's laptop. Others include emails where Hunter Biden described getting a meeting for Ukrainian natural gas company Burisma executives with his father during his time as vice president. The emails have rocked the presidential campaign in the final weeks of the race, and Biden has called them a smear campaign against him. Twitter and Facebook, when the New York Post first published the emails, censored the content. Twitter originally following Facebook's lead censored links to the original post stories as unsafe, but later reversed course after backlash. The New York Post has been locked out of its Twitter account for several days since the story was published. Facebook, meanwhile, said it was preemptively holding back traffic to the stories until its fact-checkers weighed in a rare step. The social media censorship had mixed results. Twitter's actions, according to an MIT study, actually drove more interest to the story. But Facebook's actions, according to NewsWhip data, severely limited the reach of the story to many users. Even so, nobody from Biden's campaign has challenged their authenticity, even as some Democrats, such as the chairman of the House Permanent Select Committee on Intelligence, Representative Adam Schiff, DCA, have claimed they represent Russian interference in the U.S. presidential election. The FBI, Department of Justice, and intelligence community, however, have refuted those claims, with Director of National Intelligence, DNI, John Ratcliffe stating unequivocally that they are not Russian interference. Ratcliffe, in an appearance on Mornings with Maria on Fox Business Network Monday, made clear the emails are not Russian disinformation. It is funny that some of the people that complain the most about intelligence being politicized are the ones politicizing intelligence. And, unfortunately, in this case, it is Adam Schiff, the chairman of the House Intelligence Committee, who, as you pointed out, said on Friday the intelligence community believes that Hunter Biden's laptop and the emails on it are part of some Russian disinformation campaign. Let me be clear, the intelligence community doesn't believe that, because there is no intelligence that supports that. We have shared no intelligence with Chairman Adam Schiff or any other member of Congress that Hunter Biden's laptop is part of some Russian disinformation campaign. It's simply not true. Bob Alinsky, the CEO of Sinohawk Holdings and a Biden insider, bolsters the case by speaking up. In his statement, he insists that the emails are not any form of domestic or foreign disinformation and that he comes from a military family. He, his father, and his grandfather all served in the U.S. Navy. He also says that he has no political axe to grind, and that the only politicians he has donated to over the years are Democrats. Bob Alinsky said, "I am the grandson of a 37-year Army intelligence officer, the son of a 20-plus-year career naval officer and the brother of a 28-year career naval flight officer. I myself served our country for 4 years and left the Navy as LT Bob Alinsky. I held a high-level security clearance and was an instructor and then CTO for Naval Nuclear Power Training Command. I take great pride in the time my family and I served this country. I'm also not a political person. What few campaign contributions I have made in my life were to Democrats." Bob Alinsky is the second longtime business associate of Hunter Biden to publicly turn against the Biden family in recent days. He joins Bevin Cooney, who turned over to Breitbart News senior contributor Peter Schweitzer and journalist Matthew Tierman a total of 26,000 emails, in flipping against the Bidens. Cooney is currently serving a sentence in federal prison in Oregon for a conviction over deals he and other Hunter Biden business partners made in connection with Native American tribal investments. As Breitbart News reported on Tuesday night, Cooney was moved from his cell earlier this week but Bureau of Prisons officials refused to comment on the matter, citing the safety and security of prisoners. A third Hunter Biden business partner, Devin Archer, was convicted in that Native American investment scheme. He previously saw a federal judge vacate his conviction, but it was later reinstated upon appeal and Archer awaits sentencing. Bob Alinsky is not connected to that activity and is connected to the Biden family because he says he was brought in to manage Sinohawk Holdings, a company that served as a partnership between the Chinese operating through SFC/Chairman Yi and the Biden family by Hunter Biden himself, as well Biden family associate James Gillier again, the author of one of the emails in question published by the New York Post. This all comes in the wake of the U.S. Senate's Homeland Security Committee, chaired by Senator Ron Johnson, R.Y., leading an investigation into the matter. Bob Alinsky said in his Wednesday night statement that he received a request from Johnson's committee to provide documents and testimony in their investigation into the matter. He said he is cooperating with that investigation. Here is Bob Alinsky's statement in full. "My name is Tony Bob Alinsky. The facts set forth below are true and accurate. They are not any form of domestic or foreign disinformation. Any suggestion to the contrary is false and offensive. I am the recipient of the email published 7 days ago by the New York Post which showed a copy to Hunter Biden and Rob Walker. That email is genuine. This afternoon I received a request from the Senate Committee on Homeland Security and Government Affairs and the Senate Committee on Finance requesting all documents relating to my business affairs with the Biden family as well as various foreign entities and individuals. I have extensive relevant records and communications and I intend to produce those items to both committees in the immediate future. I am the grandson of a 37-year Army intelligence officer, the son of a 20-plus-year career naval officer and the brother of a 28-year career naval flight officer. I myself served our country for 4 years and left the Navy as LT Bob Alinsky. I held a high-level security clearance and was an instructor and then CTO for Naval Nuclear Power Training Command. I take great pride in the time my family and I served this country. I'm also not a political person. What few campaign contributions I have made in my life were to Democrats. If the media and big tech companies had done their jobs over the past several weeks, I would be irrelevant in this story. Given my long-standing service and devotion to this great country, I could no longer allow my family's name to be associated or tied to Russian disinformation or implied lies and false narratives dominating the media right now. After leaving the military, I became an institutional investor, investing extensively around the world and on every continent. I have traveled to over 50 countries. I believe, hands down, we live in the greatest country in the world. What I am outlining is fact. I know it is fact because I lived it. I am the CEO of Sinohawk Holdings, which was a partnership between the Chinese operating through Chairman Yi and the Biden family. I was brought into the company to be the CEO by James Gillier and Hunter Biden. The reference to the big guy in the much-publicized May 13, 2017 email is in fact a reference to Joe Biden. The other JB referenced in that email is Jim Biden, Joe's brother. Hunter Biden called his dad the big guy or my chairman, and frequently referenced asking him for his sign-off or advice on various potential deals that we were discussing. I've seen Vice President Biden saying he never talked to Hunter about his business. I've seen firsthand that that's not true, because it wasn't just Hunter's business. They said they were putting the Biden family name and its legacy on the line. I realized the Chinese were not really focused on a healthy financial ROI. They were looking at this as a political or influence investment. Once I realized that Hunter wanted to use the company as his personal piggy bank by just taking money out of it as soon as it came from the Chinese, I took steps to prevent that from happening. The Johnson Report connected some dots in a way that shocked me. It made me realize the Bidens had gone behind my back and gotten paid millions of dollars by the Chinese, even though they told me they hadn't and wouldn't do that to their partners. I would ask the Biden family to address the American people and outline the facts so I can go back to being irrelevant, and so I am not put in a position to have to answer those questions for them. I don't have a political axe to grind, I just saw behind the Biden curtain and I grew concerned with what I saw. The Biden family aggressively leveraged the Biden family name to make millions of dollars from foreign entities, even though some were from communist-controlled China. God bless America. This is a developing story. More is likely forthcoming.